Oh, mate, Jason Ellis reminding you to go to onnit.com/Ellis to get all the supplements that they've already had, but they also have new Alpha Brain Black. It's got some caffeine in there. Get you large and charging. I don't really know what that means. Just go to onnit.com/Ellis, get a discount, and they'll know that you came because you listened to the show. Respect. Also, if you go to cool-ven.com, you'll see on their website they have these delightful little coolers where you can keep stuff cool and a heating pad in a separate section on top to heat up stuff or keep it warm. I don't know. They just can do it. So if you go to cool-ven.com, use code Ellis, get yourself a discount. And then my friends at Lean Feast, go to leanfeast.com. You'll see the website where they have all the different locations and choose from whatever location. You can even go to one and get it yourself, or you can have them deliver prepared meals to your liking at your door. Big freezer thing, you put it in the fridge and you pop it in the microwave. It's easy, clean living, fast and convenient, and helps get you in shape. Leanfeast.com. Once again, code Ellis. Thanks, guys.
Disgusting.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Jason Ellis Show from an RV. Why? Why are you not singing, Jason? Why are the camera angles so bad? Why is there no pink? Well, we came out to the desert to... Remember how I said I was going to jump from a car onto a skateboard a long time ago? Well, Hoonigan said, hey, now's the time for you to do that. And I was like, good, about time. Where's a good place? And I forgot where we are.
And they said, did you ever see Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Do you like meth?
Yeah, so you could probably get a lot of things out here. All I got was hurt. So yeah, there'll be video footage out there. I think I probably already posted it, but it did not go to plan. Yesterday didn't go to plan. I got really hurt yesterday. I probably would have gone to hospital yesterday and got x-rays just to see what I can get from the doctor as in painkiller wise or whatever, because I feel like I'd probably be valid if I got an x-ray. They'd be like, oh shit, you look like you'd be sore, because on the scale of pain for me, I'm up there, you know, like I'm up there like worse than breaking an arm easy. This is like it's not compound fracture pain, but it's definitely I've had internal bleeding that didn't hurt as much as this. I've coughed up blood. Didn't hurt as much as this.
Is it your fanny?
My whole ass, in to the point where I feel like I hit my ass so hard that I sprained the front of my hips. Does that make sense to you guys? Like my groin feels sprained?
Mm-hmm. How about the actual rectum?
The hole?
Yeah.
Well, it's still pretty numb, so it's okay. Are you leaving or coming or going or... You can talk for... Or I'm just going to say on the podcast, a dude left a shower in the RV. Don't worry. We're not that pro. Yeah. Just so you know, everybody, we're in an RV. I'm assuming this guy, it's his RV. Is it? There you go.
Thanks for your RV.
So thanks for letting us use your RV. So we're turning the air conditioner off. We're out in a... Oh, it's probably 100 degrees. Maybe it's not, but it's fucking hot as balls. And we're making things work, you know? Like I thought maybe at this point right now I would be celebrating and I'd be like, get the fucking champagne. Even though I can't drink, I was just going to pour it over Katie and maybe get my dick in the mix or something. But I didn't make it. Doesn't count. Didn't make it. Got really hurt. Definitely came up short. I wouldn't call it a complete fail because none of it was what it was supposed to be. And I kind of got given something that maybe a smarter me probably would have just dropped it and canceled it. But I just feel like it's never, this stunt was never going to happen. Nobody really wants it to happen. It's really not that great of a stunt. I'm really not that great of a stunt man.
But other than that,
it's just not like it, like for it all to come together, it's probably not going to get like, that's how it works. Yeah. Unless I want to just go, hey guys, I just dropped 10 grand and I found a motocross guy that's letting me use his track and we're going to go do this stunt.
Yeah.
It probably would have been safer if I had done it, but that's another story that we will get to. But yeah, I was supposed to do a jump where you go up onto a deck, and we found a place at a motocross track that has a jump like that, and they just didn't. They thought that the car would be going too fast to get up the step up for me to jump off it. So they took it upon themselves to make, they put a tractor ramp, a truck ramp, sorry. What's it called? A trailer ramp? Tractor trailer ramp?
Yeah, it's the thing that you would drive a car up if a flatbed was going to drive it away, right?
Hmm. So if you get, a new car and you see them on those trucks on the freeway, like, you know, Fast and Furious where maybe I think it was the first Fast and Furious where they backed off one out onto the freeway and raced each other because they're fucking quarter mile at a time.
Yeah.
It was like one of those. But instead, they just drilled wood onto it. That's it. They drilled wood onto the frame of the truck.
Yeah, your landing was bouncy wood.
That made it easier. Believe it or not.
Because it looked like every time you landed, it was kind of like flexing almost.
Yeah, skateboards are really shit at crossing terrain. Like skateboarders really need skateboardy ramps to land. If you're a street guy, you know how there's dudes that can jump off like 20 stair and they land on the flat ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been that guy. Even when I was good, I was never that guy. I land. It's remarkable because that guy, if he ollied off 5 stairs... into a vert ramp, he wouldn't even do it. He'd be like, I'll die trying to land in a vert ramp. But I land in a vert ramp and I'm like, I'm at home. Like, this is, my legs go, wee, because they understand vert and transition. So I need to go up in the air and then land in a transition thing that kind of catches you. It doesn't, there's no impact roll. It's wee.
You guys always talk about sticking it. I know street skaters do too, but you literally stick your board on the ramp.
So I thought, whatever, you could still, this ramp, not ideal, but I could still muscle it. Yeah. I could still maybe just get it's called muscling. Like it's not, I'm not going to finesse it. I'm going to be like, and kind of wobble away and be like, whoa, it's going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of close, I wobbled off every time.
So you talked about having resi mat, and I thought that I was witnessing. I've heard a lot about resi mats over the years. I thought I was witnessing my first resi mats. Those were not resi mats.
No, they didn't bring them.
Was that the stuff that goes under carpet when you get carpeting in your house?
No, that's what they brought today.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Yeah, that's carpet.
Right.
Yeah. No, they didn't have that.
So you had flatbed and then that carpet padding stuff and then some wood planks.
Yeah.
Plywood.
Yeah, plywood. Thank you.
Put in sections and it looked like it wasn't even. So I feel like a couple of times it looked like you just caught your wheel on like a separation.
Like I said, it being a bit lumpy, that wasn't going to deter me. It was maybe a little bit, but it was more about, it's just, I really need a more steep landing and the jump wasn't that high. So it just didn't, it only works if it's a step up for that banky of a landing. Cause then there's less impact if you go up. Because if you jump 50 feet ahead of you, if you jump 50 feet ahead of you, but it's 50 feet up in the air, you like when you get to the top and you start to come down, there's a section there where it's only the speed. There's no, like if I step off the car when it's 6 feet above the ramp, it's 6 feet. Like I let the car do all that other work. Then I drop 6 feet at 40 mile an hour. But if it's a resi mat at 40 mile an hour, you saw the fucking Nitro Games, dude.
Yep.
You can land fucking dead side. Moto dudes high side it and fucking raise their hand and celebrate to the crowd. In real life, if that's a dirt jump, he is fucking like airlifted. If you high side a 75-foot freestyle motocross jump, you're fucking dead. I'm not fucked.
Yeah.
Resi mat like brings this whole new thing to the game. And when you're out in the dirt jumping off a car, you're totally allowed to ride a resi mat. That's totally you don't have to land on a fucking plywood ramp. This is no longer even skateboarding. This is some stupid thing that you've made up.
Plywood.
So
ramp,
do all the things that you can to make it easier on yourself.
Yeah. Plywood ramp is nobody's rules.
Yeah.
I know that much. So in the beginning, it looked like you just weren't even going to be able to get, you would be able to get enough air to land on the ramp, but not really to get a skateboard underneath you. That ultimately did not seem like the issue.
No, in the end, well, yesterday it was too far away from me. So not only could I not get onto the ramp from a point of like dropping onto it, it was like I skimmed over to it, but it was also too far away. So today we brought it over closer to the jump. So I didn't have to jump too far to the right anymore. But I also, because of yesterday, figured out I was jumping with the car and using the car suspension to kind of give me a little bit of a buck to go over that front bit to land back down the other side. So I was just trying to get in a spot where I could do this weird skateboard, get back in a skateboard thing where I see that ramp and I'm just in the air again. And now I can do the, whatever, raise your arm, raise your leg, get your head straight wherever it needs to be and start do skateboarding things again. But it seemed like you kind of don't see the landing. You got to go jump. You got to like jump and then you get to see it for a second. And then that's the bit where you got to snap it on. And then I felt like I could make it. I just don't have the energy. And because I got so hurt yesterday, it's just too much. Like maybe if I was younger, maybe I would have had two more shots in me. But I just, my legs can't hold me anymore. Like my legs are, like I can't sit down. Like, I know I'm sitting down right now, but it's not. This is like.
It took some effort to get you in that seat.
Yeah, dude, no show. I'm not. I'm out. I'm going to hospital to get Vicodins. I'm not fucking lying because I know I'm like, this is going to suck for like a week. I did like proper damage to something in there.
Yeah, where is it localized most?
In my spine, in my tailbone, and then also in the middle of my spine, in the middle of my shoulder blades. Like, I sprained my spine.
How's the dong?
Yeah, my head's used to getting hit. Maybe I'm a little bit.
Which head?
Oh, my dick? Oh, wait, yeah. What are you talking about? My dick's all right. Oh, fuck, that's right. My belt buckle stabbed me.
In your dick?
What's your top bit called? Where your pubes are?
The meatus? Oh, your mons pubis?
I got stabbed in the mons, yo.
Get that little bit of whale blubber there? You know you've had a bad day when you forgot getting stabbed in the dick.
Right? Yeah, because that's nowhere near as painful as the other fucking things on me.
I do remember at one point when you slammed, you did scream out, ow, my mons pubis.
Mm-hmm.
That's
because of my huge
about.
Education, Kevin. I totally know the man's pubis.
Oh, right in the sacrum.
Better than the meatus.
Yeah. Yeah, but yesterday was the craziest thing ever, you guys. Like, you have no idea. The whole, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I'm like, this is not what I wanted to do, but we're here. And I just sort of, I think maybe I should have thought about it a bit longer, but also I don't regret it because if I didn't have, I don't think it's a complete fail. Like, there's good footage of me doing some cool slams today, you know? It's not completely bad.
Oh, I got some cool shit in slow-mo.
See, that's okay. It's not a complete fail.
Like, again, I don't really know what the rules are. I understand the idea is to roll away. I get that. But I also definitely saw you put the board down underneath you and roll a little bit with some degree of control. Like, you're going to have footage of you jumping off of a truck and putting the board down and rolling straight
for a second
and I know
you
that's not
the rest off.
You could. I was just telling somebody, I was telling Tanner Faust that in skateboarding a long time ago, before anyone made the 900, Danny Way put at the end of his video part where he landed a 900 and it fades away as he lands it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, what the fuck, did he just fucking make a 900? And everyone's like, no, you wouldn't edit it if he made it, but because it was edited, there was this what if he did. Yeah. So everyone thought that maybe Danny had already made the 900, but then like news got out that was the reason we faded it, is because he didn't roll away.
In 2021, talking about mental is finally a thing, and that is why we are excited to be sponsored by BetterHelp online therapy. If you're one of those guys, one of those bros, one of those dudes who still has that stigma about it's a sign of weakness to talk to a mental health professional, there's something wrong with you. If there's something wrong with you, so you'd better pretend it's not there, even though you know there's something wrong. Dude, if your car is making a weird noise, you take it to a professional. If your refrigerator is leaking, you call a professional. If you internally in your brain, in your soul, are making a weird noise or are leaking, why would you not seek out some assistance?
I've got crap pissing out of me, Michael.
You sure do.
I go to therapy all the time.
Customized online therapy that offers video, phone, even live chat sessions. So much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can start communicating with a therapist in 2 days.
Hey, did you know that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp? And that the Jason Ellis Show listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Ellis. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Ellis. Yeah. I'm flexing.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us loud and proud.
Blue Chew!
Jason, how do you feel about Blue Chew?
I really like them. I think that... As a guy that uses those things from time to time.
You love just, a good boner.
It's just way more convenient. The chewable part is really cool. The packaging, it's just convenient.
Yeah.
No drama. And every time, Michael, every time.
Yeah.
I am Gibraltar, as in hard as a rock.
That's right.
Nonstop.
Yep. Chewable.
Throbbing.
Online,
Bobby Throbbin.
Easy, discreet packaging,
veiny.
You don't have to swallow pills, but
they're gonna want to swallow it. Did I go too far?
And here's a special deal for our listeners: try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code
Ellis. Free, Michael.
Free.
That's ridiculous.
And don't forget the promo code Ellis at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code Ellis to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
You could do like a, remember the music video for Take On Me by Aha? You could just switch to animation right after you land and you could
fly away. Take me on. I would sing that.
Holding on to twin unicorn scrotums you fly up into the sky.
Yes, let me fly away. Please let me fly away to Gloryville. Oh, man. If somebody out there has the skills to write, to draw like that, please free me from these chains. Because the unfortunate reality is that I didn't make it. But, yeah, as I was saying yesterday, when I was on the side of the car and I was, like, looking at the ramp and I was like, I'm like, fuck, it's seriously 50-50. Yeah. And then I was like, if you don't fucking jump over there and land on that ramp today, you're coming over here tomorrow with all the people in this show with not even a, with little hope of even making it over to the other side regardless of skateboards. So I was like, you got to get that one out of the way. I just know me. I'll be like, if I land over there, I'll know tomorrow I'll have it. And there's that weird feeling that it's like little, like if you do fights, I do crazy shit, but it's got an element of, it's not completely, it's not war. I'm not going over the hill to fight to the death, hoping that I kill you so that I live another day. Like that's real fucking bananas.
Yeah, it's controlled chaos.
It's not that, right. But these ones, like coming around the corner yesterday without barely anybody here, standing up on the outside, knowing that I was going to step out of the car, I was like, dude, you've gone, what's your deal? I feel like I got a lot of therapy and I'm kind of together and this is, I'm so far away from this that it was like a real, like look in the mirror before I stepped off that car where I was like, you think so poorly of yourself like you have in the past that you think you need to, that you risk anything to get a pat on the back, like to get, to be special. Like yeah. You're committed to the point of, as I was like, this is a fucking 35 foot in the air, dude, you got jeans on. And then as soon as I jumped off, I was like, you're joking me. I'm not even going to land on the landing ramp. And then it all slows down and you have a big think about it. You know, and I'm like, that's crazy that you're in the air going this fast with a pair of jeans on. Like, you're going to fucking break your back right now, dude. Like, what? Yeah. Was that worth it?
Yeah, there was no safety protocol in place yesterday.
Today
there was fun noodles duct taped.
I had fun noodles on it yesterday.
Oh, and homeless mattresses.
Yeah, good thing they found those two mattresses on the side of the road.
Yeah, they tried to put that today. They're like, do you want me to put it at the very end? So if you make it, you fall into those. I was like, no.
No, that would have been the most dangerous part.
Yes,
yeah,
for sure the most dangerous part. Let me skid on my face through the gravel.
If I was given the options of those mattresses or a vat of acid, I might have gone with the vat of acid.
I swear, there's still a stunt to be had. Like, if anybody out there wants to just roll over that mattress, I'll film it and we'll put it on this podcast. And I'll be like, you thought what I did was gnarly. Tully rolled this mattress. You should have seen where the mattress was found. Like, those guys got it on the corner of fucking meth and fucking crack alley.
Scorpions and bedbugs have been fucking in a pool of meth inside of those for years.
No, there's methed out scorpion venom in those mattresses, dude.
Yeah.
That's another level of toxin. But yeah, when I hit that fucking thing yesterday, I bounced off and I fucking curled up into a ball and I did that thing where, I know we've all done it. You know when you hit your ass so hard that you squeeze your ass cheeks, you know, you clench them and you're
you clench tight.
Because you just hit your tailbone or whatever it is. This one was, I immediately thought of fucking, what's the girl that I interviewed with Tony? I forget her name sometimes.
Oh,
Lizzie Armato.
Yeah.
I totally thought of her for a second because I went, and then I'm like, wait, it's in my stomach. And then I'm like, oh, my back, high part of my back hurts. And then I'm like, oh, don't move. And I'm like, don't move. You're telling yourself not to move. Like, you think you fuck that. Like, if you move, you'll be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. And then I'm like, I'm going to move. I'm like, your legs. I feel my toes. I feel my, and I'm like, oh, man, my hip. I'm like, fuck, don't get up yet, dude. Like, real hurt, all kinds of mystery pains, like chest hurt, fucking felt like blue, you know what I mean? Certain organs got hit hard, they're like bruised. And there's always that, when you're older, you're a bitch. You know, you get older and you're like, oh, my fucking thumb, it's killed. You don't even know the fucking pain I'm going through. And when I was 25, I'd be like, I sprained my thumb, shut the fuck up. But then there's also, you are a weathered veteran, and you don't fucking call the ambulance too easy. And you might be, oh, mate, you mean she's pretty sore, but I'll be right. And you're fucking bleeding internally or you fucking broke a part of your spine and you're strutting around like a dickhead. And you don't know you broke your shit. So it was like that. I'm like, which one are you? And I don't know. I don't know for sure. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just so old I can't take the pain anymore. I don't know.
So you are going to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
They're doing exciting things with painkillers these days.
Well, yeah, go on. I thought, wait, they're saying there's another painkiller?
No, I'm just saying I feel like they, haven't they? Like, I mean, I feel like there's always a new DIN that I'm getting. Like it was Vicodin and then Hydrocodone or Codone. And now I feel like everything, I'm just like, does it... Then Narcos came on the scene, or Norcos.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, because when I was still a good skateboarder, it was just Vicodins or Percocets.
Yeah, and I haven't seen a Perc in a while.
Yeah, they wouldn't give me Percs anymore. I remember the doctor would always try to make me feel like a junkie when I'd ask for Percocet. He was like, oh, really? You think you need those, do you? And I'm like, well, it's a lot of pain. And he's like, I think at this point, the real pain has subsided and you'll be fine with Vicodins. And I was like, man, why do I feel like you're telling me that I'm a junkie? Like, I did shatter my wrist. Like, you did put pins in it. That's gotta fucking count for something. Only reason I know the name Percocet is because you gave them to me in the first place. Give me more Percocet. I'm going to cry every time I laugh. Oh, it's so insane.
Don't worry, we'll make sure this is a deeply unfunny podcast.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is it's, you know, 115 degrees.
Is it?
Is it really?
Is it really 100? Because I feel like we're just saying that because we're not used to being hot.
No, it was over 100 today. Oh, it's 101 right now. It was hotter before when you were doing the stunt. See, I don't know how you were handling, because like I, just from sitting there watching, I was like, oh, I need a fucking nap. It's hot. It's dusty.
Yeah.
And you're in like three layers jumping off of cars.
Yeah, dude, that felt bad too. The waiting with the helmet and the hoodie on, it definitely got hot. And then when I hit my head that one time when the dirt caught my pads and my face fucking hit the ground, that just made me tired. And I remember thinking, I could go to sleep right now. I'm like, wow, did you get a concussion?
A literal dirt nap.
It felt like I could tell. That's why I gave up. In the end, I was like, my body's like, you're just out here finishing off whatever you had left in you. Like, it's gone, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking gone.
We were talking about that as well, because we actually talked about that. I forget it was if it was a podcast or a Patreon show earlier this week about the stamina factor. And is every attempt that you were making, were they all equal attempts, or was it becoming less and less likely that you were going to stick it because you had less and less legs left?
That's the unfortunate thing of age. There's just no beating it. You gotta be smart. And I could tell that, cause you're gonna, when you land, if I really roll the way down the last crunch section, if it really goes well, that's the bit that's gonna take the most weightlifting pressure out of me. Like, I gotta put all my muscle in there, cause that's, and that bit, if you crumble there, that's where you get hurt the most, cause that's the impact zone. And if you don't ride up on your legs through the impact zone, then you just cop it, sweet. It just fucking jumps up and bites you.
Yeah, it's the G-spot.
Yeah, so I was just like, please stand up for that. And then the last two, when I jumped off the car, my legs felt wobbly when I leaped off the car. And I didn't go as high in the air as I did, so I was lower over the ramp. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And then that one made me fall forward and my legs are just shot, and my back, my ass cheeks, my hip, my kidneys, my fucking stomach, all my spine, my fucking neck, back of my head hurts, my jaw hurts. I'm fucking, my elbows hurt. I'm fucking, shit got pulled down like 10 times.
Got a little blood there on your elbow.
I fucking hit my knee through all my pads and my knee gaskets on. My bear is bleeding. Like, I didn't, like, through all my pads, the impact blew my knee open from impact with pads. So it just seemed like, I don't know.
More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. That sounds like almost all of them. And that means literally just about every single person who's a man who's listening to this should probably think about reaching out to Keeps at keeps.com, preferably /Ellis.
Yeah. What about if your wife leaves you when you're old and you're bald and then you're on Tinder, old and bald?
How are you going to get on the comeback trail then?
Trust me, guys, I'm old and bald. And if my wife leaves me, I'm screwed.
His life will be a living hell.
Do you want to be screwed like my bald, shiny old head? Don't do it to yourself, bald old people.
Right. You can pursue that hellish.
Good luck.
Future.
This is me on Tinder.
Or you can look into low-cost treatment starting at just $10 per month.
$10 a month?
Come on, man. It's your hair. It's like, it's like your face on top of your head.
Look at me.
If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to KEEPS.com/Ellis to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/Ellis to get your first month free. KEEPS.com/Ellis.
I may as well be a talking butt.
This episode is sponsored. I'm sorry.
Don't die, Michael. You got this. It's sponsored by who?
It is sponsored by ShipStation.
ShipStation.
Jason, we all have our passions in life. You are a passionate individual. Kevin, not so much. But I am passionate, too, about making podcasts, about making our most recent book still awesome. We were passionate about getting that book printed and making it an awesome product that we could sell to people. You know what we were not passionate about?
Shipping
logistics and also actually getting people to buy it. Luckily, that was where ShipStation came in. ShipStation is passionate about helping you ship your stuff. I know from personal experience, going way back before we started this podcast, my wife has used it for years, and now we've been using it for over a year. They take the hard part and they make it so easy. One simple interface and you get competitive rates because they allow you to compare, you know, FedEx, UPS, what have you. I have never had an issue. It could not be more straightforward. Somebody wants to buy the book, ShipStation makes it easy for me to put it in the mail and get it to them quickly and cheaply.
Yeah, Michael. Ship more in less time for a lot less money. Just use my offer code, Ellis. Go get 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in Ellis. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the code Ellis. Make ship happen.
Let's see what you did there.
Look like you took some pretty tough ones.
Yeah, man. I felt like I was like, it's getting crazy. Like
there's
getting...
one point where you were just like vocalizing it and I was like, oh no, I hope that's not the knee.
Oh. Oh, that was.
But I think that might have been your
whenever
back.
I scream is because I'm scared.
No, I said, no, like I you said, were on fuck. The ground and you're like, oh, I, oh.
Oh, no, that's, okay, that's, yeah, no, I go, oh, I'm going to do it right now.
Yep, that's the noise.
It's, yeah, that hurts, but I said fuck a bunch of times because I was like, actually try to roll away this time, and I'm like, ooh, and it made me scared, so I got to get angry. Because you can't play that game. Like, when we're going over towards that jump, I'm like, fuck you. If you're like, then you're just wasting a shot, you know? And I could tell it's so fucking hot. I'm so burnt out. I'm like, I can't waste a shot. I was like, I want to keep going because I want to like keep the muscle memory going, but I'm so tired. It's so fucking hot. I'm so fucking old. I'm so fucking sore. I want to take a break. You know what would be really cool? Like an ice pack, maybe some fucking Gatorade or something. Like really smart shit. More padding. Fucking, you know, all this other stuff. Fucking resi fucking mat. Get a fucking resi mat, you that's all I want now. Let me get Resimat tattooed on my forehead. Got one spot left.
Tanner Faust was the driver. What
such
was
a gnarly driver. Like, that's so gnarly that he was here to do that.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
What was the nature of your dialogue with him throughout the day?
He was just, I'll get it as close as I can. I can get it, you know, I can get it this close. If I go from the, if I go closer from the takeoff and further away from the landing, or do you want me to go further away from the landing and then take you closer to the landing? And we were talking about 30 to 31 to 32 miles an hour. And we were trying different things and I was stepping off and I was like, it seems like 31 after a couple of 33s and, but, you know, he's watching the line. He's watching the speedometer. He's also, when you jump cars, you've got to be on the gas when you hit the jump. Otherwise, it fucking, it'll go over and you fucking kill yourself. Like, if you land, even in those cars with the five-point harness, you don't ever want to do the fucking ass over and land on the roof with all the weight. It's just, it's scary. It's fucking dangerous. Anybody can get hurt doing that one. So you tend to go rah as you take off to keep the nose high. But if you go rah, if you weren't doing that on the way and then the last second you go rah, it pitches the car, which would change my trajectory completely.
Yeah, so catapult you.
Yeah, so he's doing this perfect for me thing, worst thing for him ever. That's why he was nose heavy when he was landing because he wasn't gassing it off the jump. He was like rah, and he stays. If anything, he kind of backs off a little bit. Because I could tell if he put a little more on it, I was landing too low on the landing and that was hurting me. So he was like, fuck, I'll do like 1 mile an hour. And I was like, yeah, dude, because I don't know either. We both don't know the answer to this. Like, I think one more. And then he was like, that one was 31. I was like, that one was good. That one didn't hurt. Do 31. So that was the conversation. And then one time, I think he was like, you got this. I was like, thank you. I'm trying, man. I tried as hard as I could, you know? That's all I can do. I really care about it. It bums me out, but I'm glad it bums me out. I'm glad I care that much about, because I really was just going to say goodbye to all this stuff, you know? I feel like I'm just too fucking old and like all the conversations that I have with myself is just, it's just like, it's time to stop. You know, you're not a madman. You're not, I don't want, you know, I don't, I don't even know what the fuck is it for. Like, I don't expect anything from it, and I know I'm not. I don't, and I'm pretty sure that there is nothing from it. You're just, just crazy. I should have been like, nah, man, that's not the jump. Like, that's not how it's going to work for me. That seems a little bit too much work for me, and I might get hurt, so probably skip. But you can't do that to me. I can't drive out here and you go, oh man, we altered it a little bit and it's going to be sketch. And I go, oh, that's ridiculous. I refuse to ride. Like, dude, I ride. I'll make it work. If it sounds even hairier, I kind of like it. Oh, really? It seems like it more impossible now? Watch this. You know, it's all these stupid tough guy things that I spent my whole life trying to add to my repertoire, and now I'm slowly but surely trying to peel them off. And I feel like I get a little carried away. You know, I'm like, podcasts, we're not, you know what we don't have? Fucking Joe Rogan telling everybody that they should check out the Jason Ellis Show. So what do I have? Hey man, you can do some stunts. You could do some dangerous shit. Do some dangerous, man, you're too old to do dangerous shit. Yeah, but this is crunch time, man. Like, if I, you know what'd be great? If I wasn't, I was still serious and I didn't have, and I could just kick back and just accept checks. But this is life. And I've thought, and I think that's all I just panic. I'm in panic mode. Do stuff. It kind of doesn't add up. It's not really the smartest move. But yeah, but what if it's kind of good for the episode? And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so hurt. Don't come here tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, but you said you were going to do it and everybody's going there to do a podcast. So figure out how to not be in that much pain and make it. Like, all those things don't.
Yeah.
Well, they don't add up. They're not that important. I could have just said, hey, you guys, I'm fucking done. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder how well this episode does. Like, with these camera angles, when I do that.
I mean, I think people are going to want to see those faces you're making.
Confused. I'm so confused. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh
my asshole. Oh,
man,
my
laughing
whole
and
ass.
Crying, literally laughing and crying. That's awesome.
I get how you get there, that everything is like a, it's like a 51% decision that, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then you come out here and you see the actual jump and it's like a 51% yes. And then you get hurt and you come back the next day. It's like a 51% yes. And you add up a bunch of shaky yeses and they add up to what in retrospect maybe should have been a no. But at the same time, you know, hopefully, and I hope you feel this way about yourself, we all win some and you lose some, and you have enough wins that this just becomes another thing that, you know, some of the best wisdom that I received recently was look at your inbox from 1 year ago and see how much you give a shit about all the stuff that mattered to you 1 year ago today. And that's what this will be a year from now is, you know, there's wins and there's losses and they're all stories and they're all experiences. And
yeah, that's why I said at the start, I feel like part of me is a little bit embarrassed that I care that much, but a part of me is also proud to still have enough of a spark in there to care, to test, to go where I'm like, I can't do it again. I cannot do it. And then I'm like, yes, you can. Find it. Find a way to go back out there and do it again. And I felt like I did that like 10 times, man. I felt like yesterday I was like, I am as hurt as I could possibly be without having an x-ray of, oh my God, dude. You know, you broke your shit off. Like, I feel like it's a car crash feeling. Like, I got bucked like a bull, you know, like a bull hit me.
Yeah.
I've never been hit by a bull.
Haven't you?
Which is worse. Yeah, I know, right? You'd think I fucking for sure with all the people I know. Oh, fuck, I have.
Yeah.
Okay, good for me. How could I miss out? That's such an opportunity. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, fuck. But they're addicting, you know? Even yesterday when I got hurt, apart from the painful part, the bit where I jumped off, I was so proud of myself because I was like, it's not smart, it's not responsible, but you have no idea how high you get from that. Like, when you know that it's all on the line and you fucking jump off anyway because I did it a second time and then I made it, but I was so hurt. But when I did it the second time, I was like, you know, like the Lewis fight, you don't have any idea who you're fucking fighting, dude. Like, I'm not like that. Like, I'll die easily. I cannot even plan on dying to win. You could just make it difficult and all of a sudden I'll die to win. Like, I don't have to be like, oh, fucking, I'm going to cut fucking death. Like, I don't need to snap at all. I could be like, let's just play around. And then you get close, gets competitive. I get heated. And now I will fucking die to win. Like, I'll jump off that thing. I was like, I like that part. I like a warlord, you know? Like, I don't know how much many more years I can live. I definitely don't know how many more years I could jump off that. And you were a warlord when you were a kid, dude. You're a fucking nutter. That was a good thing in Australia, being a nutter. I still back it. Still back. But my kid doesn't want it. I'm nutter. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to die, but definitely full, like, ready for a ragdoll car crash. I'm fucking still down. I'm almost 50. I'm still down. We'll go. What's up?
Do your kids know what you're doing today?
Yeah.
What do they think about it?
Tiger's worried.
Mm-hmm.
Devin doesn't give a shit. I told Devin yesterday. I was like, I'm so sore. She's like, why? I was like, I fucking jumped that jump. And then I showed her the video and she was like, you're so stupid. Like, she thinks it's funny. But Tiger was a little bit concerned. But I was right. I told him, even if it doesn't work, I'll be okay.
Right, right.
And it kind of didn't work. I mean, it really didn't work a couple of times. I just hope that the didn't work videos really do justice, because I don't have the goddamn making it video.
I mean, I think when you see the slams, you'll be pumped. They look pretty fucking legit.
Good, because that's, yeah. If it's like, oh man, that was pretty average, I'm like, well, fucking, you should probably get the new Travis Pastrana video, because I'm out. I don't have any, that's as like ouchy as I want to do for everybody. Can I get another liquid death, baby?
They might have all evaporated.
Right?
They've all been turned into primo crystal methamphetamine. Katie, can I ask what was going through your mind today? I didn't want to ask you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ask you at the time, but now that he's still here in one piece.
It was kind of hard to watch, honestly, because you just kept being like so close to getting it and then getting hurt. And I could just see you. I was telling them that it looked like watching the T-1000 getting back up after it gets hit by a car. And then it's just like, joop, 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 and then doing it over and over. And I know you, and I know how important it was to you that you make it. So I knew that you were frustrated and determined and in lots of pain. And it was hard to watch, honestly.
Well,
knowing that you were in so much pain and frustration.
Yeah, that really did bum me out. But I don't even, I know, I didn't. I couldn't look at you the whole time. I couldn't look at any of you guys. I just feel like I was trying to stay focused, you know? And there's like the whole argument about staying alive and you've still got to stay focused. That's the biggest thing about doing scary stuff is it fucking jumps in there and starts blocking you from the job that you need to get done. Like, as you go over, you think, oh, and I'm like, dude, no, you don't think of worst case. Well, don't do that again. You can't say don't do that again right before you do it. You have to just go, this one I'm making. This one I'm going to make. This is the one I make. You know, and it's
find your waterfall.
Yeah, man, where the fuck was those guys for today? Yeah, you know what? I would have made it if I had had Jackson Wink at the in my corner.
You know, it's funny. I woke up this morning a little bit nervous about the prospect of riding shotgun in the car towing you. Not even jumping out of a fucking car.
We can still do that. If you want to.
Nah, it's okay.
Okay, because I don't mind not driving and jumping in the air at all.
If
that was the other thing I noticed. Every time he would go back around the track to go the other way, the bumps were hurting me. And I was like, the bumps? And you're standing up. They were hurting. I was like, that slam really set me back. I don't want to, if I hadn't hit that shit yesterday and I was not hurt today, I think I would have had the stamina to make it.
I think if you add it all up, and I think that, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I think the near makes that people will probably have seen by the time they hear this will bear out what I'm about to say. If you put it all together, if it had been the jump that you wanted, if there'd been the resi mat, if it had been more of an actual skate ramp, if you hadn't gone in injured, I think you came close enough under the circumstances, it's fair to speculate you probably would have stuck it if everything had gone right. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
Yeah, it was good and bad at the same time when I heard that. I was like, fucker. God, it would have been cool to fucking ride away. such a cool look, man. Fucking jumping off a car and being like all in the air, trying to look like a skateboarder again. It was such a weird video. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I could do it again.
Like, come back next week.
With a resi mat and like some hip pads. Some stuff.
In not July.
Right. I put a lot. Yeah, we did a lot of. Put a lot. I see what you did there. Put a lot.
Yeah. We're like, we're in, there's Joshua trees out here. This is legitimate desert.
Yeah. This is, I mean, I used to ride here. This is,
yeah.
I'm very used to this track and its dryness and its heat. It's just usually when you're here, you're, there is pockets of cold, you know, like it's, there's shade and being outside, being in an RV with the air conditioner off is probably the dumbest thing. It's like if any of us just stayed in the car and turned the car off right now, that would be insane. If you did that to a dog and left, the police would arrest you.
Yeah, we probably look sexy as fuck on YouTube right now.
Right. I don't.
I just tasted the sides of my mouth and I'm all salty.
Yeah, I feel like I'm. I feel like I'm glazed like a Krispy Kreme right now. I just feel fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I'm blood, sweat, and tears guy over here. Like I don't know which one's which.
This it's weird that this is like someone's like hobby.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, you know what? I have the day off from work. I'm gonna go fucking boil in the desert.
Well, if you put the air conditioner on, you're fucking chilling in
here. Well, no, but I'm talking about like the people riding around the track and stuff and just sitting out there watching.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like deserts.
Yeah,
I'm more of a water slide kind of guy.
Yeah, but I could say the exact same thing to you about you enjoy snowboarding. It's just as dumb to go out in the freezing cold. But if you like the sport, then that's what you do.
Yeah, and you gotta, like, you don't, if you're doing a podcast out here, yeah, that's stupid, but being out here in Moto Land and doing some laps and then going grabbing yourself a cold one in the shade, because you know, you get your little moto seat, you get your little moto what is it, the little umbrella thing, so you get your little setup, so you do some laps hot as fuck, then you come in, pour some cold water over yourself, go in the shade, hang out, cool down, and then when you're all cooled down, maybe had some lunch, then you go out and do a few more laps. You don't go out, do some laps and go, oh my God, I can barely breathe. Let me go into an RV and do a fucking hour of podcast. Like you cool down. Like what I'm supposed to do is not this. I'm supposed to be like moving around, not sitting down, going outside, getting the wind on me.
I mean, just that little pop-up we were in, that didn't feel like
You know what? Give me that
change in temperature. When we got out of the sun and walked into the shade, I didn't feel a drop in the temperature at all. I was just like, all right, I probably have less chance of getting sunburnt right now.
You put sunblock on today though, didn't you?
I did.
Thank you, Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys wear products today?
I got the sunblock.
Yeah, and also on the assumption that we were going to be getting mad tubular air and therefore getting motion sickness, we brought the bands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I get vertigo from boning, I was probably going to need a little bit of assistance from being in a dune buggy making jumps.
Are you still fucked dizzy?
A little bit.
Has it gotten any better at all?
Tiny bit. It's like an ever-present car sickness.
Are you still fucking?
Well, I haven't seen her since the weekend.
All right, probably for the best.
Probably.
Yeah,
get a little break.
Yeah, you need that. You need that. At your age, you need to pace yourself. Hey, speaking of fucking.
Who the fuck is that?
You tell me. Guess this is sort of a guess the mugshot thing.
Whoa.
Total smoke show. All right, bro. We got a Babraham Lincoln over here.
Babraham Lincoln. Man, I got to go.
That's a fucking Babasaurus Rex
situation. Why do I feel like I know her?
You might have.
Oh, come on, man. Wait,
No, I don't think so. Let's see, where is she? She is from California. She's lost
trans?
Her job. I don't believe it.
Okay.
It would make sense kind of if she was. She is from the Fresno area, or at least she worked there until recently. She lost
great coffee in Fresno. And
really?
Burritos, yep.
I could see
that.
Shout
out to the Fresnidians.
She has lost her job for having a quote unquote depraved mind.
Yeah.
Cool.
Man, I can't work there then.
She was a corrections officer who has been jailed for reportedly having sex with an inmate in full view of 11 other inmates.
Oh, man. Imagine being that inmate that gets selected to do the porking.
Do you know how pumped all those inmates were?
That lady, who's a very attractive lady.
Yep, decent.
Cut a hole in her uniform pants.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She's the best.
Yeah. That is awesome.
She's the greatest.
Wow.
Easy access.
At this point, I feel like there's some people who kind of, like, wasn't there one woman who, like, lost her job for wearing suggestive clothes or something like that, and she immediately got an OnlyFans and it blew up overnight?
I think so.
At this point, I feel like this is a legitimate option if you want to try to get a golden parachute out of any shitty job and you're an attractive lady. Just think of the most ludicrous sex stunt that you can do and already have the OnlyFans ready to go so that you...
Yeah, get a headline out of it, promote that OnlyFans.
Yeah. If you don't want to roll like that, no one's saying you need
to... Is she going to have photos where she's got the pant hole cut out? Because that's the only way I want her on OnlyFans.
Do you think she made the inmate wear rubber?
I want to see this much of her pussy.
Right. I want that to be her profile picture. Yeah. Tina Gonzalez.
Yeah. Ooh, man, I would love to have sex with Tina Gonzalez.
She also supplied the same inmate with razors, a cell phone, and advance warnings when his cell was going to be searched. So,
man, he got the magic stick.
Yeah, he sure does. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Shout out to the magic sticks.
So do you think all 11 people that were watching jacked off?
Fuck yeah.
Eventually.
Oh yeah, probably yeah. Not, yeah. Depends.
No, I'm talking
on...
about all at the same time.
What is prison etiquette?
Oh, don't look at me, Brutus. Yeah, what is the... What is...
This is as good as it's going to get. Some of those guys, I'm assuming, are in there for life.
Yeah.
I'm watching the chick that we've all been jerking off thinking about for the last 8 years. Now we can actually watch her have sex. I'll be damned if I need to save this one for later.
Yeah
you
probably,
go right now, right? Yeah.
They're probably just so used to like drawing stick figures with big hooters and jacking off to that. Although, she did just cut a hole in her pants, so they're probably just jerking off to their buddy's dick.
Well, it's more, they probably can't even see that much of that. It's probably just they're jerking off knowing he's pumping her.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know what? Everybody's a little gay. It's like, oh, man, you're kind of thinking about just that dude. Everybody, that, like, why is sex with dudes bigger than, like, lesbian porn or just girls masturbating? That's not big. You know why? Dudes need dick in their porn. You know why they need dick in their porn? Because you're a little bit gay. You're all a little bit gay.
And you know, it's because you want to pretend it's your dick.
But why did we collectively insist on big fat hogs?
Mm-hmm. Why does the guy's look or attractiveness even count?
That is weird, right? Because you feel like you would almost want to watch porn with little dicks. Because then, like, it's already bad enough that you're jerking off because you can't have sex. That's the most of the time somebody is masturbating to porn because the real thing is just not an option at that moment and they're horny. But it's also just like you have to also be a little bit emasculated if you're jerking off to some giant donkey dick. But if everybody just had little needle dicks, you're just like, oh, win-win. I'm so much bigger than this guy.
Yeah.
I think so the heat might be going to my head, guys.
Seems like nobody thinks that, right?
Probably not.
I think a lot of it is that primitive thing. I remember we had one guest one time, pretty famous rock star guy who kept dragging every conversation back to Mandingo's cock.
Yeah. What was his deal?
There's a couple things that I wonder about his deal. But there's some Cro-Magnon part of our brain that just insists that girls want bigger is better. And if you really want to watch her get fucked, then you want to see her. Then she wants the biggest dick imaginable. And it doesn't matter how many facts contrary to that instinct get thrown in your face. That's just what guys want to watch. I honestly don't think it's because guys want to see, wow, a hot chick and a huge dick.
I think chicks like fat dicks, like on average. I don't think fat dicks are bad for women. I feel like when they're like real crazy, then sure, maybe that's actually like a little bit of pain involved with it. And mm-hmm. I would understand how not everybody would be into that. But I feel like a girthy dick is a thing that people like, that women like more than the other one.
Right.
But I still say it's just more, you want to watch the whole thing. Like it's a weird thing where you kind of feel bad about it, but you shouldn't. It's just like, yeah, the dude's got a big dick. It looks good. Great. You're saying the dick looks good. That doesn't make you gay. Relax. You can enjoy the dude's dick fucking this girl and get over it. Like, don't, I feel like that's the, like, just admit it. And it's kind of less gay when you admit that it's a little bit gay. And yeah, I'd rather the guy was more attractive, or if he's got a big one, or a fucking, or a good looking one, versus like, I don't want to watch a guy. Oh man, I don't really count, but I still don't like, if you have an ugly dick, I'm like, man, same as a girl has an ugly pussy. It's not like my favorite porn either. Like, no. I'd like to see a good looking one.
Like if some guy's got like, you know, it looks like a cigarette butt that somebody put out when they first lit it, or, you know, Ron Jeremy thrusting with one of those things. Wayne Bobbitt guy. Like,
I don't want to watch Wayne Bobbitt's porn.
No. Have you ever watched little dick porn?
Wait, actually typed in little dick? No.
No, not typed it in, but like seen a thumbnail and you're like, well, let's see what's up.
No. I mean, I've seen little dicks fucking.
Sometimes it's the focal point. And a lot of times
you've seen stuff where in the description it says, watch this little dick try and fuck her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember that guy? Yeah, that had the abs, he was all good looking and shit, and he came over and he had the littlest wiener ever. And I was like, aw, it was like such a...
I don't remember this.
Oh, you guys. No, not you guys.
I think you had just left.
Yeah.
But that little dick thing, that like the chicks usually taunt them. They're like, ah.
Wow. They do?
Yeah.
That's tough. That seems unfair.
Yeah, they're like, oh, don't you wish you had more dick to give me? And then they're like,
what? Oh, because it's, wait, this is like, they hired them to have little dick sex.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So and then they just the whole goof script on the guy. Has to be about it?
Okay. Yep.
There's no market whatsoever for guys with little dicks, and the girls being like, wow, I'd never tried one of these before, but turns out these are totally my favorite. Seems like if I was a guy with a little dick, that's what I would be looking for in little dick porn.
Right. Get him off.
Wow, it's like oysters. The little ones are actually better.
They'd have to. That's some good acting there. You don't want to be cheap on that one. You want them to be convincing. Because that is a tough one to believe.
Man in Austria was bitten on the genitals, the scrotum, I believe, specifically, while sitting on his toilet by a 5-foot-plus albino reticulated python.
Oh, yeah. Those albinos, they're bitchy snakes.
They're worth a lot of money, right?
Yeah, I think albino, obviously any albino animal is super rare. Mm. And I think a lot of times they do charge more for it. But from what I heard, as a former snake owner, they're super aggressive. Like they're just bitchier and they'll bite you more. I think so.
Are they inbred?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because it seems like that's how you'd make a lot of albino something. Like those albino mice, right? Like they just breed them with each other.
Yeah. Right. That's why there's hairless cats and everything. Everyone breeds everything.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy, it was his neighbor's snake. I don't even know if he knew that his neighbor had a 5-foot-long reticulated python, but he found out the hard way.
It was in his toilet?
Yeah. Must have escaped from his neighbor's apartment and gone through the toilet drains, and this poor Austrian man sat down to take Ein Scheisse. Ah,
my testicles!
Yeah. And all of a sudden he felt a little pinch, because I think it is more of like a, you know, a darting in. Yeah.
To have the poison in your bowls, it just makes it so much scarier.
Well, I don't think pythons are poisonous.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, so did it let go or did it stay on?
No, he said he felt a pinch. So I lead that.
No, just bit him and let go.
It was just a warning scrotum bite.
That's mellow.
Hey, don't you poop on me.
Imagine if he didn't let go.
That's a nightmare. Right? That's a nightmare.
That's the biggest nightmare ever.
Every time I've ever been bitten by a snake, it always lets go super fast.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got bit by my snake a bunch of times. And it wasn't because he was bitchy. Like sometimes if he was just hungry, he would bite me. I would put my hand in there because he was used to me putting like mice in there. So he's like, oh, it's feeding time. I'm going to eat this hand.
That big anaconda that bit me didn't let go.
Yeah, anaconda seemed a little bitchy.
And that lizard. That lizard, like one time for a Wild World of Fuel TV, one time that lizard bit me for like 7 minutes. Like he didn't let go for so long that it was...
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I was like, what? This is not what I signed up. This is, like, am I going to get an infection? Like, how will he ever let go? Like, what's the deal? And he kept doing the tail whip to get momentum to try to rip his fucking face off my arm more. And I'm like, duh, stop it. And they're like, just don't move. And he just kept doing that. Like, he never calmed down. It was like a constant attack. I was just trying to act cool on one knee with my arm on the table while this frilly neck shit face just fucking hoed down on me. Such a bastard.
Yeah, the frilly neck shit neck is a notoriously aggressive snake.
Oh, man.
You guys familiar with Pooh Shiesty?
No, I only know Poopies from Jackass.
Pooh, I hope I'm saying that right. I gotta be saying that right. It's gotta be the Pooh part I got.
Yeah, Pooh Shiesty is a rapper, right?
He is.
Yeah.
That's right. He was nominated for like a BET Best New Artist
Award. Huge.
He's huge, and he's reportedly facing federal charges for his involvement in shooting and robbing two men outside a hotel in Miami.
Respect.
Yeah. Oh, no, not Pooh Shiesty.
That's kind of, you gotta respect that. Because when you're from the streets and then you do shit from the streets,
mm-hmm.
I respect that. Because you said that you were from the streets, and a lot of people don't shoot and rob people that say that they shoot and rob people. And I'm like, you know, put your money where your mouth is.
I agree.
Me, it's like half the art. Like, if you really are a guy that knows how many keys from overseas you can do and all that stuff, then you better be selling those keys from overseas.
Sooner or later, you got to prove it. That's right. I remember Wyclef had a skit like that on one of his albums where he does a fake interview with a gangster rapper. And he's just like, every single one of your songs is about a different time you murdered somebody. How are you still on the streets when you have confessed to dozens and dozens of homicides? Honestly, like, I remember there were certain things rock stars would do, hair metal guys would do in the late 80s that were thinly disguised publicity stunts. I think one guy from a band called Love Hate, Jizzy Pearl.
All the way to the top.
Got himself crucified on like the Hollywood sign to get arrested.
Sick.
Yeah. And there was another guy who used
Did they put spikes through his hands?
I don't recall.
No.
I don't think so.
No, he was tied there for sure.
I think Jizzy was a pussy when it came down to it.
Yeah.
Man, can't believe I got let down by Jizzy.
And another guy
he ain't like fucking poopy shit fast.
No. This guy's the real deal.
Poopy shit fast fucking kills people.
Yeah.
For sure.
Another guy got arrested for like roller skating or rollerblading naked down Hollywood Boulevard. And it's basically...
That's more my kind of fun.
It's really cheap publicity. Because mm-hmm. you go to jail overnight, your label pays a $500 fine, and you make the fucking news. Like, if I'm Pooh Shiesty... In the same way that if I'm a corrections officer and I'm thinking about cutting the anus out of my pants to go have sex with my prison boyfriend, I probably have laid the groundwork of my OnlyFans account. If I'm a gangster rapper, you got to just figure out how much time do I do for shooting my former buddy in the buttocks? Because you can't buy this kind of press.
Right.
I think it's going to be a while before we see Poop Shit Fart again. We hardly knew ye.
Poop Shit Fart is forever in this game.
You don't think Poop Shit Fart gets out because he has like big time poopy shit fart lawyers and stuff?
Yeah, did he try telling the police that arrested him, hey, don't you know who I am? I'm Poop Shit Fart.
But like, what about that? What about that 6ix9ine fart? He fucking got out. What, didn't he kill somebody?
Mr. Shit Farty.
Shitty poo poo can get out, man. I bet you he does.
He was allegedly in the process of buying marijuana and high-end athletic sneakers from two men when it went down. There's actually some security video, but it's pretty much what you think it is. They had some sort of disagreement, some falling out over maybe the price of the sneakers or whatever, and he shot the men, allegedly, even though there's a video of it, one in the hip and the other in the buttocks.
That's what's up.
And I think he tried to deny it, but like in
the video,
showed
that it was
him.
He did it.
Plus, there's a lime green McLaren that he's driving, and he'd had that on his Instagram earlier that day. Rented it for the day.
And then Poop Shit Fart put out a single saying, I shot your buttocks.
And then like, they noticed,
come on, dude.
He's a really inconspicuous murderer, isn't he?
That his Instagram also had the exact same weapon. He had put the gun on his Instagram.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, like I said, Poop Shit Fart lives, like raps the way he lives and lives the way he raps. That keeps it real. That's the guy that you want. That's the guy you can trust.
Yep.
For your beats.
At Poop Shit Fart. Just shot a guy in the buttocks.
I bet you he gets out in like 2 years for ratting out like little vomit or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way Tekashi.
They're trying to get big fish, you know?
Yeah.
They're looking for, like, sure, poopy shitty's pretty fucking good to get, but
We think Lil Dick's the kingpin.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A 31-year-old Saskatoon man.
Shout out to the Saskatoonies.
Is facing charges after police say he refused to stop for them, set his vehicle on fire, and then kept on driving.
Fuck, man. I don't have the red dragon button, but you know what's up. Holy shit. Fuck you, yeah. Fucking doodly-do. Set fire to my own car. Fucking drive it off.
Right, he was...
Till it burned to the ground, or did he pull over eventually?
There was a traffic stop, and the man kept driving to get away from them. It was driving erratically before hitting a police vehicle. The van then turned around, began traveling back into the city. At one point, driving in the wrong lane, members of the air support unit, saw the man driving the van stop and start a fire inside. He then drove further with the van fully ablaze before stopping in a ditch and getting out of the vehicle. That is when they took him into custody. Do we assume then that he had something inside, that some evidence he needed to get rid of, like a mobile meth lab or something?
Right. Makes sense. Probably.
Yeah. Crazy like a fox.
Oh, there goes the ramp that I landed on. So there's definitely, we're definitely not going to stunts for sure over. Man, they got rid of that pretty quick. Good for them.
Yeah, there went your stunt. Man, the circus just left town.
And just like that, we're just out in the desert in an RV with the air conditioner off, testing ourselves. How much salt can you live on once it's all left? And how many hits to the anus can you take? I, Jason Ellis, will get to the bottom of this.
Yes. Shot to the Anus was, as we all know, the original working title of the Bon Jovi classic.
Right. But he wasn't manly enough to take that extra shot. I, on the other hand, am here to do it.
So is this the end of your stunt career?
Yeah, for sure. This is stupid. Yeah, unless they wanted to redeem it, because that's the only one that I have left. I don't have any real...
Wasn't it supposed to be a choice between two different stunts? Yeah. What was the other one?
The jump over a car as it drifts through the ramp that I jumped off.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but if they had a real resi-mat, then I would try it again, because I believe that a resi-mat, you wouldn't get hurt. You could just keep trying it until you made it.
So your stunt career's over unless they get a resi-mat.
Oh, okay, I see what you did there. Yeah, no. Yeah, all right, it's over. Fucking hell. I wanted to go out on a win, though, you know?
Yep, but isn't that
everybody?
Isn't that the way that goes?
Yep.
And then you get the win, and then, yep. Yep.
I guess the win is I'm walking.
Yeah.
Because that was a scary shot. I mean, I'm walking. I didn't break my back.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't get airlifted. That's a win.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we still got to do a show afterwards.
Yeah, I'm driving home. That's a win. Yeah, but look. You know what? I'd rather lose this than to Lewis. So if that's the way this has to go, then fair enough.
Yeah, this one was for the gods.
Yeah, whatever it has to be, as long as I get that win, I don't care. I'm stoked thinking about it right now. I'm stoked that I can... do that. I can jump around and be in the heat and not have a fucking heart attack. I'm still me, you know? I'm glad I got to do that, because I really don't, you know, it really is the end of it. It's silly, you know? Even Kerry Hart was like, dude, you are way too old to be doing that. And I was like, yep. Can't argue with you. You're actually
about,
right.
About this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked him about my back. So he's broken his back a bunch. So I just wanted to be like, hey, man, like if you hit your back and you feel like pain in the further up in your spine, how bad's that? He was like, might be all right, but he's like, people do fracture shit and they don't know. Probably sure. Get an x-ray.
Mm.
And I was like, I got to do that stunt tomorrow morning. He was like, you are way too fucking old, dude. I was like, yeah, I know, but I'm going to go do it. So.
So close.
Cunt. Stay in school, you know?
You did it all for the glory of love.
God damn it, motherfucker.
It's like a knight in shining armor.
Yeah. All right. It's too hot to continue.
It sure is.
I fucking we'll see you guys next week. If you want to like and subscribe and all that stuff, that'd be really cool. But it's free country. Thank you, everybody. Don't die.
If you want more Jason Ellis Show, sign up for their Patreon at patreon.com/ellismate for a 2-hour show every Tuesday and Wednesday. To watch full episodes of the Jason Ellis Show, subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/thejasonellisshow. And don't forget to follow the crew on Instagram @wolfmate, @tollywood, @kevincraft, @underwearwolf, and @thejasonellisshow.
When Shopify says you can sell anywhere, they mean it. Ooh, hold up. Just got a new sale. Whoa, Shopify doesn't mind if you're at sea level. Or on top of the world!
Whether you're selling carabiners or crop tops, start selling with Shopify today and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of businesses worldwide. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/podcast22. Shopify.com/podcast22.